A big weekend for Irish athletes. They're at the European Team Championships in Norway. Mark English is the captain, and Mark, he ran in the 800 metre final this morning.
Yes, and he returned a 150 odd, finished second, and that's strong points for Ireland, obviously. 10 points in an 11 team competition. Ireland are in League One, of course, and you know, getting those strong points, like 12 points for first and 10 points for second, is key to Ireland's survival. And he played the captain's part in that. He did bring in 10 points, and you know, he owes nothing to Ireland in terms of the European Cup. Over the years, he's done extremely well. In Vasa last time, 2 years ago, he won both the 800 metres and contributed entirely to a great 4x4 team. And it's so important that Ireland remain in that League One rather than, you know, and today they came very close to relegation, 1.5 points off relegation. So, but they will be relieved and they will be back in League One next time round. And yes, Mark English did play a big part in that. So where to for Mark English now? Well, he needs 145.80 to get to Doha to get to the World Championships. He's off that. He's off that at the moment. He has another couple opportunities, possibly in Martin Games, possibly in Cork City Sports. But it's very, very clear to me that he needs to get into a paced race. You know, this race today would have been a type of championship race where people were just edging their way for points and stuff, but like an Irish championship race rather than a fast race. But he needs to get into a paced race where the pace is on 145 high, 146 low, and then he's got to deal with it if he's able to. So basically, hopefully the organisers in Dublin or in Cork in the next couple of weeks will provide something like that for him, because time could run out on him, but there are opportunities. And, you know, it'd be nice if he did get to the World Championships at the end of the season, which is now four weeks away, actually. So, look, that's where he stands. 145.80 he needs. Today he ran 150-odd. There's a bit of a gap between 150 and 145.80, and he needs to close that gap, but he needs to close that, and he only will close that gap on a very fast race. So, looking forward to seeing how that all unfolds in the next few weeks. But well done, Mark English, and well done to Ireland. They survived League One. So important, and because the calibre of competition in League One is strong, so well done there.
Also, Patsy, you have news on Adrian Gallen, who was in action in the Scottish Age Group Championship yesterday.
Yes, she was competing in the Scottish Age Group Championships, and I've mentioned Adrian Gallen on a number of occasions. You know, in my opinion, in terms of her performances, she's probably the closest to real standard of a young athlete coming through the ranks in Donegal at the moment, and that's in the Hammer. Now, yesterday she finished second in the Hammer. She threw 54 metres, which is a big PB for her. She was 52-something prior to yesterday, and this was in Grangemouth. And she, you know, the girl that beat her is a 56. The girl that threw the beater threw 56. She's the UK number one in that age group. So, you know, she's not that far off being in the real deal in terms of performance. So well done to her on that. She did win the discus then later with about 30 metres, but really her big deal is the Hammer, and a 54 metres plus in the Hammer yesterday, a PB. That was a significant result for her yesterday, coming to the end of a season, which has been a very good season for her. She's done very well in our national championships as well. And again, just to underline, you know, we look forward to seeing how she as an athlete develops over the next couple of years, but no doubt she is, you know, she's a standout athlete for me in underage athletics at the moment in terms of her standard of performance. So she kind of unfurled that again in Grangemouth at the weekend.
Okay, Patsy, well, looking forward to next week. What's coming up in the athletics calendar?
Well, there's a Masters, National Masters next weekend. That's pretty much where the story is next weekend in terms of championship athletics. Of course, there's as I said last week, there's always these 5Ks, and there's one nearly every night of the week now. And there's 100 or 120 in most of these races, and they're all over the county in the different places. Friday night we were in Ballyar. It was the 27th running of the Ballyar 10K. Kieran Doherty came in ahead of Patrick Brennan. Kieran Doherty of Letterkenny, Patrick Brennan of Finn Valley, getting his act together as we approach the cross country season. And Theresa Doherty ran a darn good race to one of the women's, and that's Kieran's wife. She runs for Finn Valley. She ran a 36.17, you know, tough enough out course, so she'll be well happy with how she's running at the moment. So that was Friday night. So look, we'll move on to another week, more 5Ks, more 10Ks, but the championship next weekend is in Tullamore and the National Masters.